can't do it in basic. Basic is not that I do that. I just said that you should have an article that says why I hate my computer when it speaks in basic. And his point in there is exactly that you can't use basic to teach. ZBrush was designed with stuff in it to allow you, to allow me to write programs to teach the stuff step by step. When a kid makes a mistake, it says, you made a mistake here. Okay, he points out, if he's not making mistakes, you don't have to explain to him the mistakes he can make until he makes them. And that's the whole difference. It's just like having a human there, and it's a promise of computer assisted instruction. Now, where computer assisted instruction so far has been a complete blowout is they've tried to teach things like chemistry, and they've tried to teach stuff giving people only the power of flashcards. You know, what is the formula for hydrogen sulfide? You flip the card over, and there it is. That's flashcards. That's not computer assisted instruction. Computer assisted instruction is plugging you into a universe that's defined, letting you explore within that universe and learn. We can do that in ZBrush. We designed that. It's right down at the basic bowels of this machine, and it's something that nobody else has. Okay, so you will be able to get cartridges for schools, for instance, to plug into in ROMs. Okay, in these instructional things like Valley Basic. Or you can get them on audio tape or disc that teaches you the stuff. Now we have to figure out a pricing structure for this and a royalty structure. But that's the kind of stuff that you're going to sell. Okay, and that's a major thing. We can do lessons on this stuff. We can teach people more sophisticated things as they get to it. And we can sit on top of them with a program and monitor their progress. Find out where their problems are and tell them about it. I know how to do this. I've done this. I've been supported by the National Science Foundation to do this. I've written papers on it. Okay? I know what this is about. That's one tack. Okay? The other tack is television. Okay, we had an immense amount of cable TV stuff. Your average cable television station has 16 channels they're not even using yet. They don't know what to do with them. Okay, we got a thing that we humorously define as the ZBrush Hour of Power, okay? Which is a program. Now I do television. As a, you know, for a living also. I'm very flexible with it. I can do television, do TV programs. I own enough stuff personally to do TV programs best, and I can go over it transparencies. Okay, it's my medium. Now, we can teach over the air, we can get time on cable TV people to do this kind of stuff, to get this stuff out to communities. And cable TV people want to do it because they're fighting like crazy for franchises, and they've got to have a gimmick to get franchises in small communities. This is the type of gimmick they can have. They can even seed and start providing equipment. And they'll do it because these people are talking about so much money. It's amazing. And they're looking for gimmicks. And we've been talking to these people. We just had a meeting yesterday, and we left these people, and they just said, start doing this. This is a cable TV guy who's got 4,000, you know, ties themselves equipped with 4,000 cable TV stations. Okay, now that gives us, because we have television, we can use standard TV, legal TV, pump it out there, and we can talk to people. Nobody else can do that. And we know how to do it. So we do have the ways of getting out there. Right now we're looking at this thing where we've got as many of these damn things that we can produce this year that people have got our kids that are screaming about them for 2 or 3 years are going to buy them. We don't have a short-term problem. The long-term problem is getting, is what we really want to hit is this bunch of people that Apple is still a mystery to. I mean, why do you want to keep your laundry list on a computer? Nobody knows. Okay? But all the stuff in between that and the games, is that's where the market has this big place in there that nobody's addressing. Apple is getting out of there, especially now. Okay? And nobody else is in there right now. And I walked around to see, yes, and I didn't see anybody else addressing that. And that's because I don't.
We really believe in it. We believe in Valley, first of all. These are prompts that did not go to the past.
Oh, sure.
We got an unveiling of the passion for the staff to Bob back in the song company. Jack didn't set us up. Blue Valley went out of the business, sold it. It was just about the time we thought they were ready to come home and start the game. They were proving it, the software was starting. Right now, the key is, as Jack was saying, is the software. That's what guys call that, plus the people. The software, first of all, we had people calling us. Consumers calling me, and I was distributed, asking for it. It was new as the company coming. Dealers asking for it. A lot of people calling my team. I got a lot of concerns from my people. They're excited about it right now. We didn't even sell it. I don't know yet. We'll find that out. But again, with Jack's, we've got the basis out of it. We've got the games. We've got the basic, people, the basic for our value, our key out there. And those are the people that ask for the work. Workshed, full of people, full of people.
Stan brought two new sales with him for that. Invite him to Memphis game. I didn't invite all his people, but I knew Stan was in with us.
Yeah, a couple comments, short comments.
You're one of the guys on the street from the distributor. It's not a wreck.
We lived
Jack is a distributor, lived
through the good times and the bad times and,
in
the Cleveland market, the competitive market like everyone else's market. And a couple comments after selling for 2 years in Valley Meat. As much as there were problems, as much as there was adjustments and gains and problems, one thing I don't think you'll ever run into is a customer saying, I want my money back, I don't like your product. I mean, there may have been some defective problems, but by God, as many as there were, a customer would never say, I don't like it. You were kind of asking, where do you sell it? But the first comment I had was just that it was always, I want another one. I'll take another one, fix this one, and I want my money back, I'll take another one. In regards to the meeting in general, I was lost. I sat there and I thought, oh my God, what's going on here? And I'm college educated, but I don't carry a PhD or an MA or an MS or anything. And I thought, maybe I've been missing the boat a little. But as I'm sitting here, and you brought up some good questions, because I know where I've been selling it, to appliance dealers, TV dealers, video shops. And there's a story on the microwave oven, I think, that the home computer may be falling into. If you know the history 4 or 5 years ago when microwaves started picking up, unfortunately it was sold as a heat up the coffee, do hot dog type of microwave. And it was, here it is, carried out to your car, good luck, this is it. You talk to women for years and years, and say, yeah, I've got a microwave. Boy, it's fantastic, what do? Hot dogs for the kids. Got 300, 400 bills for it, and I do hot dogs and heat up the coffee. Then they got smart. The ovens got a little more sophisticated, and they said, buy a microwave oven from us, and we'll give you 1 year free cooking schools. And then I did the market this year, lifetime cooking schools. You buy that microwave oven for us, you get a 10% discount on all the dishes that we carry in our store, and all the microwave cookies. Now she comes in here at cooking school and she sits down. she's watching this woman grabbing dishes, plates that she hasn't had. Wow, all of a sudden the cakes are coming out, the roast is being done. She's buying. Jack has got the right idea. You buy a home computer here, you get an hour and a half, better yet, you get lifetime training school. Now you walk in, you sit down at the school, and all the software is sitting there. Gee, I didn't know that was there. I didn't know that was there. I didn't know that. This is the way I kind of see it coming. I've been trying to put this together because it's been a little confusing. And I feel like this should have been a five-day seminar, and I'm in about the third day of it already. I missed the first two somewhere along the line. But if the game is planted, and they have a reason to buy that computer, and the reassurance is there, I mean, it's just not right. You can put like your laundry list on it, your shopping list, or something like that. There has to be more to it. Now, how long are they going to come to a training school? Tom said it before. Do the first line, do the second line, do the third line. It's a self-teaching process. But in the beginning, you've got to do the software. And that's my direction, what I can see from Tom. He's right. An hour and a half lesson here at our distributorship. And the software there. But Valley, it's been good. And it was a little problem. You had to do a little talking. That's the self-teaching part. Because they were gone for a while. And who is it now? And what's happened? Valley Cleveland. I'll tell you what,
they sure are.
We got burned by Mattel and Valley.
They're selling a lot of good.
We got burned by Mattel and Cleveland. We're going to bury Mattel.
There's a lot of
underestimate the force behind, if there were no copyright laws, we wouldn't have stopped two months. I mean, it's as simple as that. It wouldn't exist. Right?
Bob, do you stand up so I can hear you back there?
One more important thing about the ability to go in is that everybody's concerned that they'll get degrassed and that's the only thing they can use. Well, if you say it's CPN compatible, that means they have the door to use any language. They can buy BASIC, they can buy Pascal, they can buy word processors. There's software out there that's already made that they can run in financial practice. It all exists that runs on CPN that they can have that can make it work on our system. So it's just to open the door is what it is.
You can sell it. Okay. Yeah. But this whole idea about the copyright protection, we don't have copyright protection. The courts are 20 years behind. It took them nearly 60 years to come up with something that said that you could have a recording that was protected even if it didn't have an audio track on it. You know? And it's not even clear in the new copyright law is if something doesn't have an audio track on it, if it's copyrighted. Right, but still you've got a problem that they have held that copyright infringement only on a very theoretical and not on any kind of enforceable level exists at a low end. Sure, you can't go bootleg stuff, but there's nobody running after me for using my Betamax off TV, which is copyright infringement. It's copyright infringement to make an audio recording of a Pink Floyd album. That is copyright infringement. At the consumer level, you're losing. Okay? Now, there's no way of protecting that except to make the media not do.
That's what we've done. So it is protected.
The mark, all the software doesn't exist unless it's on protection. Okay, and we are the first people to come out with that. TI has waived their law. We're the first people to really address that with it on and to make that available to the third party people because they will play with this thing.
Kind of what will happen is they'll send you the program. You'll put it into a cartridge, a manufacturer cartridge that they're royalty.
Now, there's got to be quality control on that, and Bill Moser is going to address that. It's serious business for us. Now, the stuff that's going to happen is people are going to want to give away because they like attention, and the hobbyists do a lot of interchange for free. Okay? But there's people out there who are writers, who are artists, who are educators who want to make money. And they see this is a new frontier of publishing. And they're not going to do it. They're not going to give away their ideas. So we offer the
best way to protect, which we do offer.
Not for free.
The other nice thing about these little cartridges is that in an environment like a school or in a home, you don't need an audio cassette player. You don't need a disc. You know how many of these cartridges you can buy for what a disc system costs? So, and the load is instantaneous. It doesn't take 20 seconds to load the thing. You pop it in there and it's up, just like a case.
Tom, do you feel that then this opens up a new horizon for more people to gravitate to your system because of that protection? How will you let them know that?
Exactly. Why don't you tell us? I don't know. I mean, I think we're starting out through this, through channels that we currently have open. I don't see putting an ad in the Wall Street Journal about this. I see going to people in cursor, our kids.
There are industrial publications that are created on computing and so forth and so on that obviously that would be the best method for those people to understand it. That would generate and gravitate them at a faster rate to you than anyone.
Right. But first we got to get...
No, I understand.
Real. The other side of that is until there's enough of these out there for somebody to say that they can put some cartridge for $39 and make money out of it, they got to talk about something else for cartridges or more. How many cartridges you got to sell, Bill?
Five or six.
Five or six.
I wonder what that relates to, though, when it filters finally down to the author of the software, because now I spend 3 months developing the software, which is tantamount to $12,000, and then Mole's outfit in turn packages or whatever, okay, and he gets his cut, and AstroVision gets their cut, and the distributor gets his cut, and I wonder what are we going to sell them at? $79.95? You know?
The cuts were just very small.
Well, that would mean I'd have to sell 24,000 of the cartridges to break even.
You've got a customer base out there, multi-million.
Oh, yeah, but that's pie in the sky, multi-million.
I think we're getting into a little heavier. It's quite perceptible. The main thing is that these are things we're going to have to solve, right? And there's a lot of things being worked on this sort of third party software. And what Tom's trying to bring out to the point is that there is protection of the secrets.
This is a unit that we put together in the past year or two before us became a product that we tried to buy. We were on a big package, and so we decided that we could survive in a small market. We charge a lot of money for it because there is a real one for it. And the people we call them this product are personal users. They have a real use. So they do exist, they are being made, they're using the same card records.
Earlier I asked you what, well, am I interrupting? Where'd you get the word seagrass?
Got some article, there's only made about 30 copies. Please get it to Bruce. It's things he's written. He has, this one, Tom and his wife, I hate my computer, but it speaks basic. He wrote that.
Jim Garson wrote that. He's a faculty member now at the University of Illinois. And that article describes some of the myths in BASIC that most of you who know what BASIC is may still be laboring under.
So if you'll pardon me.
I'd read the article.
Well, being responsible for the advertising means we're also responsible for the communications and so on. And there's certainly been a lot of mixed communications in here today. I haven't understood most of what's been said. So the first thing I'd like to say, as far as communicators are concerned, we're going to be responsible for developing all the advertising materials, whatever community gathering folders, websites, whatever commercials or advertising is going to be coming out. And it's going to hopefully all of you written at a level that I do all be able to understand. To give you a little bit of background on me and on the organization that's going to be trying to develop these materials. Our company, Image Producers, is a 12-year-old advertising and marketing firm. We got into computers about 3 years ago when Valley started with the arcade, which was our entrance into that business. And we're now considered one of the forefront leading software development groups. And we package and distribute our own software for the Atari and Apple, TI-99 for PRC computers. We work with all the manufacturers developing programs for them. We have quite a line of products out on the street at this point, selling through stores. Some of the rep groups that are here at Zach and some of the distributors that are here. I'm a salesman, and I've always been a salesman, and I will always be a salesman, and I still don't understand computer. Now, I understand how to sell software and how to develop software, but I don't understand computer. When we were having lunch, I was talking to the gentleman sitting next to me who said, "Holy mackerel, I don't understand any of this. It's all so technical." And I said, "Well, what are the lines you carry?" He said, "Well, we carry an audio line." And I said, "Well, don't your audio manufacturers take you to the seminar and expect you to learn all about audio engineering and about electronics and about this and that?" Parties, of course not. He said, "Well, that's one of the gaps, communication gaps, that's happening right now in this industry. And I see it in every company I deal with. We've got very technical people, like Tom Devine, at one end, we have to rely on to develop this technology. At the other end, we have people like me. I know how to sell products. I know how to understand them when I have to sell them, but I'm never going to sit and program a computer." Now, the only exception to that, the only computer I ever myself programmed, personally, was the Valley Zgrass machine about a year and a half or 2 years ago when we were developing demonstration programs for Consumer Electronics Show. And I guess that's really the key to what Tom was trying to say, that for the first time, real computer power is going to be accessible to human beings like us in an understandable form. The points, I guess, I jotted down that I wanted to say first off to kind of focus your minds on what's going to be necessary when we're talking about you guys are all going to have to learn about computers. I don't think that's true. I think you guys are going to have to learn about how to talk about computers and how to sell computers, and that doesn't mean you're becoming a computer science major. There are three points, as far as I'm concerned, with the Valley Arcade AstroVision product line that I think you need to know about. First of all, the Arcade is still, 3 years later, a better video game. It's still the best video game on the market. Nobody else is going to have a Galaxian as good for what you saw. That's the first piece. And that, as some of the distributors like Jack Newman have gotten up and said, That's the first thing you're gonna sell, that's what you have to sell right now, is a better, the best video game that people can buy or sell. The second thing is, it does have the ability to expand into a personal graphics computer if the purchaser decides they want to do that. And I have to make one equation with consumers wanting to make their own programs, and it's with the audiobooks. I don't see very many audio cassette decks that are sold without a left and right microphone jack on the front of the cassette deck. And I record a couple hundred tapes a year off of albums, and I don't own any microphones. And yet every one of them comes with two holes. And I don't know how many people go out and buy microphones and take one to their wife and start learning how to sing so they can record their own music. But I don't think that happens a whole lot. And yet who would sell one that doesn't have microphones? So to some degree, that's what I see with the computer. It's got to have this capability. We're not sure who's going to use it or exactly what they're going to do with it. It has to be built in. So the second key thing is the fact that, yes, the Valley Arcade will expand. It will grow if the user wants that to happen. The third key point is this thing called Zgrass. And what that is, in my way of thinking, is a communication mechanism by which somebody sits down and puts their ideas into the computer. Zgrass was developed by Founder Fonda. And the reason Valley is the only computer I ever dealt with is because it's a human language for the first time. I could sit down and actually tell that computer by typing on the keyboard what I wanted it to do, and it did that. And I didn't have to go out and learn anything about a programmer. Why is that significant? It's because there does have to be something called software that keeps coming up. And the arcade, of course, the software of the ROM plug-in cartridge. The Zgrass machine, the software of the anything that anybody wants to do with that machine, whether it's business programs or whatever it is. The reason the Apple sells as well as it does is because there's so damn much software available. People often make a buying decision, there's racks and racks and racks of Apple software. And then there's three Atari pieces of software, and there's maybe four pieces of TI software. So what's the user going to buy? He's going to buy the thing that has all the programs available. Well, the main thing that's important about Zgrass is that for the first time, there's an easy language or a communication mechanism for programmers as well as humans to sit down and make things happen on their computer. And all that means is your software base is going to get very big very quickly. All of the graphics demonstration that Tom was doing to impress us, which we didn't understand, was to point out the fact that to do that on the Atari computer or the TI computer or any of the other, the Apple computer, to do what he was doing this morning, he would have had to go away for 2 weeks and come back and show us that instead of sitting here making it happen. And that's because of Zgrass. So that's what Zgrass is. The Z stands for Z80 processor, the grass stands for Game High on computers, and the 32 because it comes with 32K. Now, if you pull out this catalog sheet that we put in the kits, it's the one that, there's two that look very similar. One is this front and back, and the other one's four pages. Several key points to note about this there. So, the main thing on the front is the fact that on the upper right corner of the word arcade, there's a little white word plus. That's very critical, because that's what you're selling now. You're selling the Arcade Plus. And the Arcade Plus is the one that has Valley Basic included in it, which is what the chief talks about. And that's a very significant thing, because you're selling a computer at this point. You're not just selling a video game. When you buy an Arcade Plus, it is a basic speaking computer. Because it does that cartridge in it. And you can save your programs on tape. Something that none of the other video games allow you to do. The Atari game has a basic cartridge, but you can't save your program. You're not the game and you're wrong. The same with the, I'm not sure if they tell you the cartridge for the unit itself, but the Valley is the only one that has the audio interface built in, it comes in the box, it's all included, and it's wonderful. And it's one of the key selling features, because when you're banging your head against lower priced units, you're going to have to come up with the reasons why a dealer should carry the Valley system. And these are the reasons we're trying to build into the literature, that is, you know, the Arcade Plus, it's got the audio interface and the basic cartridge in the box. So that's one thing. The other key reasons I've tried to list on the back, where it says more fun, we talk about the fact that it's got free built-in games, and if you want to do a little math on what the free game cartridges cost retail, then they're free to come in the box again. We often skip over that, but that's a key feature, because you find any of the other video games and there's nothing in them. You've got to buy a cartridge on the other, unless they throw them in the box. Built-in calculator, that it has hand controls, which are still the best kind of controllers that anybody's been able to design for video games, because they're more versatile than everything else. They're not only more versatile, but they unplug. So if one of them breaks, you can get another one. You don't have to send your whole unit in because they're hardwired, like the AVMs and so on. Four player capability, that's important. Most of the other ones aren't. Some are, but a lot of them. Remote game selection, I don't know how many of you went to CES and saw Atari's big splash on, oh boy, we got remote game selection. Well, the Valley's had that from the beginning. Now, true, the cable has to be connected to the unit, but the whole point of remote is that you don't have to get out of your easy chair and go up and hit the keypad just like the next game. You can sit, you're not going to sit, you know, out of your driveway to run your game anyway, so having it wireless is sort of an advantage.
Besides, you can't lose it if it's wired in.
That's true. You can't lose it. Of course, on the other hand, all you have to keep working with the kids is coming. And so on and so forth. I don't want to go through all these points. But what I'm trying to say is that the training that I think you guys need is right in front of you. It's part of Magic Avalanche. It's the little things that we've tried to be very thoughtful about including. Like the whole thing we're doing on the front of the Valley Basic on the bottom. I'm trying to make a literature sell the system, and all you have to do is do what you always do, present it as a salesman, not go in as a technician. I'm being successful in this business, and I have many of the computer manufacturers saying they prefer to deal with our company because they have people they can talk to, like me. I protect them from the program, all the smart people, who are this industry. The guys like Tom Bondi, who really have the creative genius to make all this work, and he would probably be a rotten sale. So we all have our part in this, and I'm not going to try to get into his yet, and I hope he doesn't try to get into my top. At any rate, there we are with that. So the three things are, you've got the arcade, which is still the better video game. It can expand into a personal computer if somebody wants that to happen. And we all agree we don't exactly know where that market is, because there are a lot of people out there that were mad when it didn't come out before. So somebody must want it, and be willing to pay the price for it. And the third thing is, the fact that it has a special custom-made language on it is going to make it possible for George and Edmund to program it if they ever wanted to. But the main thing is, it will allow software houses like us to do things like Tom is doing that quick, very instantaneous. The first thing we're going to do with the first few systems we get, the first few Z-Grass keyboards that we're handing, would, I guess, show a good example of that. One of them is going to go home with 15 towards our creative director, who thinks up our games, who creates things like Space Invaders. One of them is going to be handed to an art studio in Skopje, who designs all our package graphics for us, because they're also going to be designing the screen graphics of the game, because they're artists. Like the lady artists who are doing the beautiful models. Don't hand that to a programmer, hand that to an art person. This machine is going to allow us to hand that machine to the art studio and say, okay, show, instead of giving it to us on paper, scribbled out, do it on the computer, save it off on tape, and people will get that by programming staff. The other systems that we get will get the programming, because now we have this very powerful language which will allow them to do very elegant programming very quickly and easily. And I mean, so I think that's a good example of where do some of these markets lie. I don't think the markets right now are real critical to the Zgrass machine. I think you just need to be focused on the fact that it's going to be supported from all standpoints. And we're going to try and make it as easy on you as we can. It's only in our best interest to sell the systems. We have to have them out there so people will buy our software. And don't get too worried about wanting to know or needing to know the technical stuff. RAM and ROM is about all I ever use. And I sit with all the big guys and all the big companies, and that's about all they know. So at the level you're going to be dealing, I don't think there's any problem. What you need to know is what the discounting structure is and what the co-op programs are. It's just like any other product. It's just that we're mystified because we only have this computer. And we have to know a lot. We have to learn a lot. Read the literature, read the ads, and that'll be about as much as you really need to know. Any questions about that? Did that help at all? Did that unclog anything? I'm sitting back there in pain for all of you so early. I didn't understand it either, but I understood that I didn't need to. And it was fun, and I'm not discounting what Tom did. The thing that is so remarkable is that he did it sitting here in front of you, and that's not possible on any other computer. I don't care how big it is. He's got one down at the University of Illinois that costs about $500,000 or something. He can do the same thing on that. This is a small version of it.
That's the only one that exists in the world, too.
Yeah, that's right. There's two of them so far. Yeah. Now, Dan Dawson says he's going to make a whole bunch, and we're all going to get ripped. But so far, anyway. Moving into advertising, there's one more question about that. The first point that we're trying to make very obvious in the advertising programs we're doing are the product improvements. Things have changed over the initial application. The first thing that everybody seems to be very excited about and proud of, and I've got to bring one up here, is the new package. Now, on the back of the catalog sheet, I'm hoping all the dealers get and they'll have enough to pass off the customers and all that, we've shown the new packaging just because we want to make that one of the selling points. That we've upgraded the packaging, we can now sit proudly on the shelf next to Mattel, next to Atari, and we've got just as much a package. Yes.
The orders are placed now. Is the new packaging being shipped now, or when will it be shipped?
When will the new packaging be shipped?
10 weeks.
10 weeks. The packages, I will say this, the boxes and the manuals that are back there, they're all going to take out of here. They're all going to get set. They're real. There's no cartridge inside, and there's no words inside. One of the things we've tried to do is coordinate the package introduction with some of the new cartridges. So it's all being worked on now, and it's all real. And the other new thing, or one of the other new things about the system that hopefully is going to help sell, is the outer sleeve of the box. The one that sits up so proudly in so many video store windows that from 9 blocks away you can see that great big word arcade. We're certainly not going to destroy that. That's going to be exactly like that, with a little tiny plus up in the corner. And we'll take off a picture of all those people in the game place, and we're probably going to put on a picture of the unit. But at any rate, that'll be dressed up. The big arcade name will still be on there. But again, you know, this has turned out to be one of the greatest selling aids, because you can see that all over the place. You pull up to the video store, you know, and they're doing things. They like to set these in the window. And next to the only problem with this is, you know, what's the product? Which is why I say we're going to remove this probably move this up to the top so it's even more visible, and down here put a picture, some sort of picture of the unit, so you can see the unit itself. So when it's sitting in the window on the weekend, it's sort of like it's still selling. I don't know how much information we'll put around the sides as far as value based included and all that. Some of that's going to depend on the direction I get from it. But this will continue to be a selling point. Another product improvement is the value basic that you've been talking about. That's had a number of key improvements in cleaning and editing program and cleaning and editing. It's now the way it should have been in the first place the whole time. We are redoing the instruction book that comes with the value basic to try and make it even more informative. Easier to learn how to use the system. Also talks about the functional features. The games were, and in fact, the actually did the programming in with Valley Basic and